Buell. Oh, yeah. So while all this is going on, maybe before the previous recording, when it starts to become successful or whatever, or rather popular, then we see his way of dealing with this PO, because he also adored these sannyasis and he wanted to be one, and he was following that whole kind of route, which many, I mean, you were supposed to do. You were a brahmachari, you were serious, and then, okay, maybe you needed to get married for a while, and then out of that and towards liberation. But now we see that he then made that other choice, which led him into a completely surreal version of Grihastha life, as it could have been told by some Swami or Shastric story as a warning example. But how he goes through that, because he has to, first of all, it makes it, because his only shelter there is Krishna in the heart, and he learns, is forced to learn, first of all, to be humble, because there's no one in the world that has the least respect for him or any high thoughts or want to be much friends with him. But also then learning humility, but also learning, as I said, more importantly, to always depend on Krishna and trust Krishna, Radha Krishna, and to love for real. Gradually, and this he realized, at least for him, it was the most difficult part. to love God and all the parts and parcels of God, which sounds impersonal, but all the everyone else who lives, which all of us do. So then he started to find his way back to the path of love. And not only him, I mean, and therefore we find that path opening, and one after another starts to thread on it, join that happy gang walking there. Yeah, could be good.